Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Healing Hour Show. I'm Hadia Majid, your host. This morning, I humbly apologize to you for any glitches or whatever. Unfortunately, I am without a computer at home right now due to two hard drives going belly up on me. Due to me being so close to my retirement and worked so hard to save some money, so I do not find myself being desperate just in case my husband returns to Allah before I do, or just being desperate, period. I just do not want to be in my 60s and be overly concerned about the basics of life, food, clothes, and shelter. And plus, there's some other avenues and things that I want to do, such as travel, farming, all of it takes money, and so I'm just being patient, and I'm not going to put myself into any additional debt. So inshallah, within another week or so, I should have a brand new hard drive, and things will go back to normal. I'm going to begin the show by reading from the Quran in English, Surah An-Nisa, and that's Surah 4 of the Holy Quran, ayats 135 to 141, and this is from English translation of the meaning of Al-Quran, Guidance for Mankind. And this is was translated by Muhammad Farouk Ayam Malik. And it's distributed by the Institute of Islamic Knowledge out of Houston, Texas, and the copyright is 1997. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. O believers, stand firm for justice and bear true witness for the sake of Allah, even though it be against yourself, your parents, or your relatives. It does not matter whether the party is rich or poor. Allah is well wisher of both. So let not your selfish desires swerve you from justice. If you distort your testimony or decline to give it, then you should remember that Allah is fully aware of your actions. O believers, believe in Allah, His Rasul, and that's the Prophet, the book which He has revealed to His Rasul, and every book which He previously revealed. He who denies Allah, His angels, His books, His Rasul, and the last day have gone far astray. As for those who accept faith, then renounce it, who again embrace it and again deny it, and go on again, embrace it and again deny it, and go on increasing in unbelief, Allah will neither forgive them nor guide them to the right way. Announce the painful punishment of those hypocrites who choose unbelievers to be their protectors rather than believers. Are they seeking honor in being with them? Whereas all honor belongs to Allah alone. He has already revealed for you in the book that when you hear Allah's revelations being denied or ridiculed by people, you must not sit with them unless they change the topic of their talk. Otherwise, you shall be considered guilty like them. Rest assured that Allah is going to gather the hypocrites and the unbelievers all together in hell. These hypocrites are such that they wait and watch to see how the wind blows. If Allah grants you a victory, they say, we were not with you. The unbelievers gain success. They will say to them, were we not strong enough to fight against you? Yet we protect you from the believers. We protected you from the believers, Muslims. Allah will judge between you and them on the day of resurrection. Allah will not leave the way for the unbelievers to triumph over the believers. Okay, we've had our Quranic recitation. Now we'll have a moment of silence. During our moment of silence, let's reflect on the cares in our personal lives, the cares in our community, the cares in our world, knowing that Allah, God, has all power, and if we continue to hold on to faith, taking our problems to Allah, we will see. If we just remain objective and keep our eyes open and our hearts open, we will see justice. So there will be about a minute of silence, and then we'll move on with our program. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. To those of you who may be listening and you're not Muslim, when I say Allah, I'm referring to God, the same God that's in Genesis 1:1 of the Bible, the same God that's mentioned in the Torah, the one omnipotent, magnificent creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm not talking about any other entity, deity, or whatever. Muslims believe in the one God. We do not believe in many gods, nor do we believe in a different God than the one that's mentioned in Genesis 1:1, mentioned in the Torah. One omnipotent, magnificent creator of the heavens and the earth and all systems of knowledge on earth and in the heavens. Today we're going to do a little catch-up. Last week I did not set up our program, and because I did not set up our program, I could not broadcast to you last week. So I humbly apologize to you for that. So today we're going to do two trainings for the National E-Toy and Gift Drive volunteers. And before we get into that training, we need volunteers. We need volunteers in Metro Atlanta. We need volunteers in every city, village, town in the U.S. if we can get them. This is a great project. It is a fun project. I love doing this so much. My inner child can come out and play. People get a chance to see the not-so-serious side of me. We get a chance to serve low- to moderate-income families who are struggling. The economy is recovering. However, it's not recovering at a rate that the average person or all average people are seeing it yet. The upper-income people are seeing major changes, and the stocks are doing better and all that. Well, I'm talking about people who do not have stocks, who can't even think about having stocks. It has not recovered to the point where that group of people, people making $50,000 or less, can truly see it. So that's why we're out to help. Day begins today that you can apply for free toys and gifts through the 7th Annual E-Toy and Gift Drive. If you earn $50,000 or less per year, you earn $50,000, you earn $49,000, you earn $48,000, $46,000, $45,000, $42,000, $43,000, $41,000, $40,000 or less, you can send a request to get an application to receive free toys and gifts for the E-Toy and Gift Drive. You can send your request via email to HALESNEDWARD1. That's the number one. Do not spell it out. @AOL.com. HALEEN1@AOL.com. HALE1@AOL.com. If you are on Facebook, you can inbox Hadia Majid, HADAYAI, Majid, MAJEED. Just inbox me requesting an application, and inshallah, we'll get it to you. When you send your request via Facebook, please include your email address so we can get that application out to you. I'm going to repeat this very quickly. Today, March 1st, is the first day you can request an application to receive free toys and gifts via the 7th Annual E-Toy and Gift Drive. All you have to do is send an email to HAL1@AOL.com. You can inbox Hadia Majid on Facebook. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be taking many short breaks throughout the program. I promise you I'll keep the breaks between 30 seconds and 1 minute, just enough to catch my breath, drink a little water if my throat gets dry. So I'm going to start a break and do all I can to be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. I am one of the four co-founders and present administrator of the Beds of Salam Network, Inc. You can go to www.BAIT.org. Read more about us and know more about us in detail. Okay. I am so excited, and I love this program so much. We're going to take time and talk about how to gather toys and gifts for the E-Toy and Gift Drive, and this can be done by anyone, anywhere. First, you must have time to do this. You must have 1 hour per day, 5 days per week to do this and not find yourself being frustrated or, you know, just harried. So be sure you have 1 hour per day. Second, be sure you like working with people, because people can be difficult on purpose or they can be difficult and not know about it. People can misunderstand something they've read. So you have to be patient. You have to be willing to work with people. You can't be the type of person who jumps to conclusions quickly, who gets upset quickly, or you do not have patience with people, or you get someone says something negative and you just take it all personal and you just run away. We need people who can work with people. If you have done any work, Dawa, you've worked in customer service, either online or in person, you've worked in retail, you are the best candidate to be a toy drive coordinator in your masjid, in your community in general, in your city or your state. But you must be patient. You can't take anything too seriously. You can't get frustrated easily. Number three, you must follow the instructions that we give you. Remember, we've been doing this. We've done this for 6 years. We've done it successfully. Have we had challenges? Yes. Have we had missteps? Yes. But we've had 6 years to work through all the challenges, all the missteps, and fine-tune this event. Follow our instructions to the letter, and it will work out for you. Also, you must be the type of person who communicates well. If we give you instructions, they're not clear, you let us know they're not clear. You ask us specific questions, and we will answer them. It will help you. It will help us. Next, I'm going to go step by step how we do it here in Metro Atlanta. Now, this may work for you, and it may not. If it doesn't work for you, just tweak it so it works for you in your community. However, you're not going against what we are saying. And to give you an example of that, we may say go to local business owners, Muslim and non-Muslim. Well, you may live in a community that going to non-Muslim business owners may not work for you, because your community is going through, maybe the non-Muslims there are not as understanding as they need to be. So going to them about a toy drive is something that's not going to work. Fine. Then you focus on going to business owners in the Islamic community. Number one, we will give you a letter that you can take to business owners. I would suggest you take it to them. That way they can ask you questions right there. We'll give you a list of frequently asked questions. And if they ask you something that you don't know, admit, and this is the best way to do it, I am a volunteer. This is my first time. Let me get in touch with the coordinator and come back with an answer, or say, I'm a volunteer. That's a question that will be best answered by the national coordinator. Her name is Hadia Majid. The phone number is 770-255-8500. The organization's email address is haleem1@aol.com. Since this program is being taped, you'll be able to listen to it several times to make sure that you have the information correct. Then you can always call, you can email, and we can go over it with you again. So you're going to go to local business owners with the letter that we supply you. Do not change the letter. Do not change the wording in the letter. Give them the letter as we give it to you. Next, go to people you know. Your friends, your relatives, your close, people that you associate with. We also have a letter that's geared to give to individuals. Go to your community. Go to the person who's responsible for making a clearing announcement in your masjid or Islamic center. Go to them. We have a short 15-second or less announcement that can be made, and then people will know to come to you to get more details. The next thing, you will get additional training. This is not the only training that we do for the drive. This is the initial training. Then we have a conference call or two of additional training. Then you can always contact me anytime you run, you know, into something that you feel you can't handle or you're not sure about. We do not drop you. We're with you all the way. Now, Metro Atlanta is a huge metropolitan area. So we have friends that are outside of the Islamic community. We go to our friends and we say that we're having a toy drive and this is what we need and however you can help and here are the deadlines and that's it. For example, one of our volunteers who will soon become a board member is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. She's a member of the graduate chapter where she lives, and that's a suburb right outside of Atlanta. So her grad chapter are great friends of the Bayat Islam Network, Inc. They help us with a multitude of projects. All we have to do is contact our dear sister, give her the details, and she goes to her sorority meeting, and she pitches it, and they just jump right in. Most of her sorority sisters are not Muslim. Great. We have other volunteers who are in clubs and groups, and they do the same thing. The type of items we're looking for, we collect toys and gifts for babies, or well, for children, ages babies through age 15. We collect actual toys. We collect sidewalk chalk, types of little games and balls and like jacks and whatever is similar to jacks now. We collect DVDs and CDs. All of those items must be rated G. Educational items such as DVDs and CDs and books. Books geared toward various ages of children. Great gifts. We also collect, let me think of some of the items that we've collected over the years. We've collected various types of dolls and action figures. We've collected water guns that look like space age type guns. We do not collect any item that looks like a real weapon that someone can use, like a gun or a knife that someone would actually use, like going hunting or having their home just in case they have intruders. We do not collect items, DVDs or CDs that are not rated G. If it's rated anything other than G, we don't collect it. We collect games, family-oriented games. Let's say Monopoly, Juno, and other types of games. Family-oriented games. Everyone can play the game. Children can play it, adults can play it, grandmother can play it, and no one will be offended by anything that they see or anything that's part of the instructions of the game. We collect scarves, jewelry, kufis, kimars, toiletry items. So just a variety of items, toys and gifts. We also collect gift cards. These gift cards could be Visa or MasterCard gift cards. They can be gift cards from Walmart. They can be gift cards from Target, Toys R Us, or Kmart. Any place that has store locations all over the U.S. So before you give us a gift card, triple check to make sure there's a location that someone can go to anywhere in the U.S. or nearby. The safest ones to give us are the Visa and MasterCard gift cards. Those can be used anywhere in the United States. Also Walmart. Also Toys R Us. But if there's any doubt about a retail store or whatever, then donate the Visa or MasterCard gift cards. Now, when you are a volunteer with us in general, we stress top-notch customer service. Be pleasant. Smile. Do not take anything too seriously, because some people are just crabby. We don't give in to, you know, the crabby people. We don't give in to people making statements that there's absolutely no truth behind it, or they don't understand. We give them directions on how they can get a clear understanding, and if for some reason they do not seem to respond to that, we remove ourselves from them. We work at not getting into any arguments with anyone or any back and forth, you know, tit for tat. This is a fun campaign. And anyone who lives in the United States, and that includes Alaska and also Hawaii, can participate in being a volunteer with this campaign. Okay, what else do we need to talk about? I need to take a break to gather my thoughts, and this break will be about a minute in length. I'll be right back in about a minute. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. We are going over training for the 7th Annual E-Toy and Gift Drive. Now, I'm going to go over a quick review of what we've done so far. Then we're going to talk about the more practical things. How can you recruit volunteers to help? What type of setup you'll need? And go over step-by-step of the campaign. You can recruit volunteers from anywhere in your community. I'm going to tell you who makes some great volunteers for this drive, and that's young people, children, tweens, teens, young adults, even older adults who have an inner child like I do that likes to come out and play sometimes. You will be training your volunteers the way we train you. We provide this training, the initial training, via the Blog Talk Radio format. So this way, as you recruit volunteers, you can send them to the link, www.blogtalkradio.com/BaiaTuSalaam, BaiaTuSalaam. This way they can listen to all the programs in the month of February to include the first program in March. Then they can come back and join your already trained volunteers, and you can walk them through step-by-step what they need to do. Number one, remember, you need time. You need 1 hour per day, 5 days per week, to be a toy drive coordinator and not find yourself becoming overwhelmed. Two, you need to like working with people. Customer service type of attitude. Being able to deal with people when they're a little bit, you know, difficult or confused and, you know, whatever. You must have a thick enough skin that you don't take everything personal. Because when people do not cooperate, 99% of the time it's not about you. It's something else going on, and you just happen to be the person who crosses them at that time when they're crabby and they want to lash out at somebody. Number three, we collect toys and gifts, actual toys, trucks, dolls, action figures, games, DVDs and CDs that are rated G, educational books, and other types of books as long as they're G-rated. Any doubts about anything that's been collected? Oh, yes, art supplies, school supplies are great gifts. If you have any doubts at any time about anything that's been donated, just get on the phone and call us. Contact me through Facebook or send an email to haleem1@aol.com. Now, what items will you need? You will need a place for people to bring the toys and gifts. So you and your volunteers can work that out. Here in Metro Atlanta, we're fortunate. We've been working on this for 6 years. Some of us are in the business community. Some of us own businesses. So, of course, our own business would be a drop-off location. The Bayat Islam Network, Inc. has a recycling program. So some of the recycling drop-off places are designated for you dropping off toys and gifts. We also will make arrangements to go by masjids or Islamic centers at a particular time, stay there for a couple hours for people to bring their toys or gifts. Here in Metro Atlanta, we have the Women's Committee of Masjid Al-Farouk, and that's one of the larger masjids in the city. And that's a large team of women. So people can, they make arrangements where people can drop off toys and gifts either at the masjid or they make personal arrangements for the gifts to be dropped off. I'm a business owner. My family owns a variety store, so people can bring toys and gifts there. You can talk to business owners and masters in your city and set up a toy collection box. If you do that, the toy collection box needs to be brightly and neatly decorated. It needs to stand out. It needs to be in a place where people will put the items in there. We will give you the signage. So if you will go with our signage, you will not run into any major problems. So that pretty much takes care of how to collect the gifts. The gifts need to be unwrapped. Again, we have signage for you, and we will go over this in additional training. We accept donations of unwrapped toys and gifts, and we say it over and over and over and over and over again because sometimes people listen well and sometimes they don't. Unwrapped toys and gifts. So you start collecting the toys and gifts. We begin the collection approximately 1 month before Ramadan. So we look at the calendar and we see when the projected date of Ramadan is. And we go 30 days before that and we start collecting. We start talking to people, making announcements. From headquarters, we send out press releases that go all over the place. We post on Facebook and Twitter. We send out email blasts that literally go all over the place. Again, we've been doing this for many years, and we've learned each year how to make the program easier and better. Again, to be a local toy coordinator, and don't let the title scare you, you can do it. If you like working with people, if you have the type of personality that you don't take things personally, somewhat of a thick skin, you can do this. I need to take another short break, and I'll be right back in about 15 to 20 seconds. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. This is Hadia Majid, your host. We are getting ready to wrap up the volunteer training segment for the 7th Annual E-Toy and Gift Drive. This show is taped live, so you can go to the link, www.blogtalkradio.com bayatusalon. You can send it out to all the people that you want to send it out to, and people can listen to this program when it's convenient for them. Now, after we collect the toys and gifts, we separate them according to age groups. And this is something we leave a little bit up to you. Whatever works for you, you can put two ages together, you can put three ages together. However the organizing of separating the toys and gifts works for you, it's fine. Then we wrap them. The easiest way to wrap them is to set a toy in front of you on a piece of paper or a post-it note. Look at the toy or gift, see what age group and what gender that it, you know, best will go with. Like if you're looking at a plastic big dump truck, that's usually good for someone age, I would say age one or two. So you put that post-it note next to you, and you'll put boy, and you'll put the age, let's say ages one and two. Now, I know some people are going to start yelling and screaming, talking about beings or whatever. When it comes to gender, we tend to be traditional, okay? And we let the families decide who plays with what. I know girls play with dump trucks. I played with dump trucks. I know it's okay for girls to play with dump trucks. We leave it up to the family. And the family can decide how the children are going to play with the toys. And some families let the children decide who's going to play with the toys. We don't get hung up in that. So you have the dump truck, the big plastic dump truck in front of you. You have your note on the side that says boy, age one or two. Then you wrap it, go back a little bit. You will need to wrap the gifts, so you will need to start collecting gift wrap paper. The best gift wrap paper to collect is plain colors. Now, I know some people say that's too boring, but that's the best paper to collect. You can get paper that's inexpensive from discount stores like Family Dollar. Deals is real popular in the metro area. I'm not sure where Deals is all over the country. Walmart, Kmart, Target. But the best paper to get is plain colors. And get a variety of colors. Some pastel, some more just average colors, some maybe neon or whatever. But the best type of paper to get is plain. If you do find yourself with paper that has patterns or prints, remember, this is the eToy gift drive. We're Muslim, so you want to stay away from any wrapping paper that has anything on it that's contrary to our belief system. And I feel that I don't need to say any more than that. Okay, so you've gathered your wrapping paper, your scissors, your tape, your ribbons, and bows. Then you put the gifts in front of you, and you wrap them accordingly first with a sticky note or a piece of paper stating boy, girl, age group. And again, we'll have additional training, you know, for this, and you can ask questions and all that. Once you get them all wrapped and get them in boxes, and shipping boxes are good for this, moving boxes are good for this, you can get free moving boxes from U-Haul stores. Most U-Haul stores have a place where people bring back boxes after they've used them. You can go to grocery stores. Just find out from your grocery store when they dump their boxes, and they'll be glad to go and let you use them. Remember, you want the boxes that did not have produce in them. You want boxes that come from any other area, with the exception of the liquor area, okay? So we do not want boxes to have little bits of food in them, or they had lettuce in them and they smell like lettuce, or they smell like whatever. You want to get the dry boxes. Okay, then you wrap everything out, and then you decide how you're going to distribute them. And you want to distribute them in a way that does not bring any embarrassment on people, because we're focusing on low to moderate income families. Some people don't have a problem at all if you distribute them at the local Eid celebration. Other people have a problem with that because we're focusing on low to moderate income. So find a way to get them distributed. It doesn't cause any embarrassment. I'll give you a couple of examples of how we do it here in Metro Atlanta. We have a large number of people who could care less if you see them pick up a toy or gift at the United Eid celebration. They don't care. It's your problem if you want to have something to say. Other people do not. Well, we open our family business for people to come and pick up toys and gifts. We also, and we're not going to run all over town dropping off each individual gift, but we'll go to two or three masjids and we'll let people know we'll be at this masjid from this time to this time, we'll be at this masjid from this time to this time, or, you know, whatever. We make it as easy as possible for people to get gifts. Now, your next question will probably be, what about people who live outside of town? That is a national headquarters question. You will not be responsible for anything outside of your immediate area. If you are a toy drive coordinator and you're in Nashville, Tennessee, at whatever masjid that you're at, that's the only location that you are responsible for. You're not responsible for shipping anything anywhere else. So that's what we do here. What we do is we use the gift cards as much as possible to fill the request. And we use the least expensive shipping method, and that has been UPS. That's why we collect money, gift cards, and actual toys and gifts. And it has worked out. Again, we will talk about more details in the conference call training. So that's going to wrap up our training for the National Eid Toy and Gift Drive. Additional training will be made available. Announcements will be made through our show, Facebook, Twitter, and you can just call us at 770-255-8500. 770-255-8500. You can email us at haleem1@aol.com. You can inbox me, Hadia Majid, Hadaiya Majid, Majeed, on Facebook. Now I'm going to take another 30-second break to catch my breath, make some announcements, and then close out our show. I'll be right back in about 30 seconds, if the Lord wills. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. I am Hadia Majid, your host. We're going to wrap up our show with a few announcements. Today, for those of you who are here in Metro Atlanta, the Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam is celebrating International Women's History Month. There will be a panel of women who are the leaders of nonprofit organizations here in Metro Atlanta. I will be on that panel. The Tylene begins at 1 p.m. The Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam is located at 560 Fayetteville Road Southeast, and the zip code is 30316. The Atlanta Masjid is located on the corner of Glenwood and Fayetteville Road. It's a huge corner, deep parking lot. The masjid sits toward the back of the parking area. When you come from the downtown area or downtown to your back, you will see Fayetteville Road. You will see the huge parking lot. You'll see a gas station on one corner. There's a business on the other corner. There's a halal store. You'll see a huge parking lot, then you'll see the masjid. And around the masjid are businesses, so it's like a strip mall. And that, in fact, that's what it was years ago. It was a bingo parlor that had businesses next door to it. The Atlanta Masjid secured it, refined it, and now we have a masjid, huge parking lot and businesses surrounding it. If you're coming from the other direction, you'll come down Glenwood going toward downtown. You'll see 2nd Avenue. You can make a left turn at 2nd Avenue, go about half a block, look to your right, and you'll see the entrance to the parking lot. So you can enter the parking lot from 2nd Avenue or from Fayetteville Road. You can call 404-378-1600 if you need to ask for directions. 1 p.m., International Women's History Month, Tyleen. It'll be a panel of Muslim women who are the leaders of organizations, nonprofit organizations. The Bayatou Salon Network, Inc. uses Facebook a lot for our announcements of events and activities. So just go to Facebook, go to the events page, and you will see the various listings. Our organization fundraises every day. Our goal is to raise a minimum of $350 per day, at least 5 days per week. When we do this, when we raise that $350 per day, this is what we can do with it. We can offer one family of emergency housing for 1 week, safe emergency housing. We can continue to manage the food pantry program. We can offer our low-income seniors Sodexo. And sometimes what happens, their income does not match inflation. So if something happens, like there's a utility bill that's a little bit more than it usually is, that throws them off. So we can offer them, you know, Sodexo to help them keep their lives spinning smoothly. We can also put a few dollars aside to send to a very poor community, Muslim community, in eastern Ghana, West Africa. There's 48 orphan Muslim children. This small rural community, instead of letting those children go into the custody of others outside of the Islamic community, they are raising those children to the best of their ability so those children can remain Muslim, can be comfortable with who they are. We try to send them a minimum of $100 per month. When we do this, that money sometimes is double, sometimes is triple in their money. And because of their lifestyle, when we send them that $100, they can take it and feed 48 children for 2 whole weeks, fresh fruit and vegetables, grains, and sometimes even a little bit of meat. So it means a lot. $100 to most of us here in the U.S. is nothing. We get $100 and we can spend $100 within an hour or less. So that's why we do all we can to raise the minimum of $350 per day, at least 5 days per week. We can do that with it. We also have expenses. Our rent for our office is $175 per month. Our internet bill is $50 per month. Our phone bill averages around $50 per month. One person gets $100 per month, and my stipend, which is $800 per month. So keep that in mind when you donate to the Bayatou Salon Network, Inc. Now, I need to say this because sometimes people say things and they think things and they're far from reality. There are some people who, their lips get tight, little side-eyed about my stipend. For 5 whole years, I was a volunteer. I received nothing. But when I, to be the administrator of this organization, I have to spend money. When I go to our office, when I'm away from my home 4 hours a day, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, I have to eat at least one meal. That's more money. There's wear and tear on my clothes. And let's face it, people get paid when they work. And I'm not bragging, but I work. It takes a lot to manage an organization such as the Beatus Islam Network, Inc. And if you will pull the annual reports from other nonprofit organizations, you will see the people who lead those groups, they don't lead them for an $800 per month stipend. They get comfortable salaries. And I'm just going to leave that with you. We have about 7 minutes before we end the show. I'm going to take another 30-second break and be right back with you. Welcome back to the Healing Hour Show. As we wrap up the last 6 minutes of our program today, I would like for you to think about the passing on of this organization. I give all the praise and glory to Allah. I have only benefited from doing this work, this very specific work, for 18 years. 2017 will be 20 years for me, and it's simply time for me to move on. My prayer and my goal is that people who want to see this organization, who want to see this work move forward after 2017, will step up and get the training, and when that time comes, be ready to step in and move on. I have not lost one thing by doing this work. I've only gained. I've learned so much about myself that has made me better. I feel so good about being Muslim, seeing Islam in practice, and I pray to Allah that whatever I've done that's positive, that has helped other people, that it's a benefit. So we are looking for people who want to take on the responsibility for running this organization, running the programs and services. We offer a training every month. We call it a meeting / training. It's usually the third Thursday of the month. However, it's posted on Facebook. It's a 2-hour meeting sometimes. It depends on how many questions people have. If you know that you want to do this type of work and you live in Metro Atlanta, we need you to come on board. We need you to be a part of those trainings, and you will get additional training. Now, I know everyone is not going to work directly with our clientele because it's not easy work. There's a lot that you will need to learn. But there's other areas, the whole thing going. There's fundraising. There's the food pantry project. There's our recycling project. There's our marketing project. There's our what we call ambassadors, people who are in communities, who make sure their communities know about what we're doing. If there's any questions, they answer the best of their ability. A good face, you know, that's what an ambassador is. They represent your organization or your country well. And then there's some of you who will work with our clients. So I'm asking you, everyone who hears this, up now, we have a little bit under 2 years to get you trained, but we need you to step up now. I'd like to give all the praise and glory to Allah. I'd like to thank all of our supporters out there. You're so wonderful. Many of you have supported us since 1997, the first time we made an appeal for help. The first time we said, this is who we are and this is what we're doing. We know this is not an easy subject. Domestic abuse is crimes that are committed in the home. No one wants to talk about battery, people beating up people. No one wants to talk about rape. No one wants to talk about fraud. No one wants to talk about people intimidating people, abusing children, abusing the elderly. No one wants to talk about that because those are ugly subjects. However, when we talk about them, when we gain the knowledge, when we put out that fight against those crimes in the home, we make our individual lives better, and we help people in our community become better. We help people have a better understanding and appreciation for Islam, because they see that we're fighting the same against the same things they're fighting against. At this time, we're about 2 minutes away from closing our show. I'm going to repeat our website, our phone number, and then I'm going to let you go. Our email address is haleem1@aol.com. Our phone number is 770-255-8500. Our website is www.baitulsalaam.org. Everyone, remain prayerful. Keep the Bayt Islam Network in your prayers. Keep Hadia Majid in your prayers. And if you live in Metro Atlanta, inshallah, I'll see you at the Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam, 560 Fayetteville Road, Southeast, at 1 p.m. today, inshallah. And that means if the Lord wills. Everyone, be safe.